Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
My name's Lori Brown. I'm Director of Public Services for Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library. I have the honor of being at the National Federation of the Blind Missouri Convention, and I am sitting here with the president of the Missouri National Federation for the Blind, Sheila Wright. Sheila, thank you for sitting with me and saying some words.
I'm glad to do that.
Can you tell us a little bit about the National Federation for the Blind? Now, I know it's huge, but just a little bit so that our patrons at Wolfner can learn more about it and what you do.
Well, as Lori said, I'm Sheila Wright, and I am the president of the National Federation of the Blind, and I am a patron of Wolfner Library. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about NFB. Well, We have local chapters throughout Missouri, and we have a member at large chapter which meets via Zoom. And we are a membership based organization, and when someone joins our chapter, they are automatically a member of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri and our national organization, the National Federation of the Blind.
That is intriguing. You all advocate. You advocate for people with all abilities. You advocate for equality, accessibility. What is the latest, greatest that you're fighting for?
Well, our latest success was the BRIGHT Act. So we worked on the BRIGHT Act, which is an education of blind children bill. And we had brought many education bills to the legislature. Mostly, we would see a need, and we would go try to fix it, and we did fix it. But it was always frustrating that there were people that showed up at the 11th hour that was opposed to the bill. The nice thing about the BRIGHT Act is that the first year we introduced it, there were some concerns. We thought it would weaken the bill, but we thought we needed to discuss it with other people, other stakeholders. And so we gathered some educators and some parents and our members and special ed director and took the bill language that we had introduced and went through it step by step. And it was really a learning experience for some of us. There were things we hashed out and came to the same understanding. And we produced a bill language that all of us agreed with. So we took that to the legislature. And Representative Brenda Shields was the sponsor. And that bill passed that year. And very often when we do legislation, it may take 3, 4, 5 years to get a bill through.
Yes.
And the BRIGHT Act has so much, it brings so much more strength to the statutes that are in favor of blind children. It places emphasis on children with who have some residual vision learning Braille. Now, we're not trying to make them learn Braille or every child learn Braille. We find that usually it is parents fighting for their kid to learn Braille, and the school districts were saying no. So that needed to change. And this bill does that. It also strengthens other core blindness skills that blind people now need. For instance, if a child had an eye condition and they had night blindness, the schools dealt with them in the daytime and never worked with them in at night. This bill allows and suggests this certainly should be part of your agenda. It needed to go, travel skills needed to go outside. And so that's one bill we're very proud of. Missouri is the first state in the nation to pass it. And the bill that we ended up passing is stronger than the original draft language.
Well, that is wonderful. And I know that you all do such good work. What would you say to our patrons about supporting or being a member of the National Federation of the Blind? I don't think many of them realize that what the National Federation of the Blind does and accomplishes does affect them.
Yes. I think when I was young, I didn't know there was a National Federation of the Blind. And only after I went to college did I become familiar with it. And it was because the state agency was not giving me the services I needed as a blind student. So I met the NFB and they went to bat for me. And the agency soon learned that they would be providing the services I needed. And I also found that there were lots of things that the NFB had brought about change on that I benefited. I would say if you're blind, whether you know about the NFB, whether you have heard of it and just never have investigated it, even if you hate us, you know, you have benefited from the work of the National Federation of the Blind. And we need members. There is more work to do than we can do with our current membership level. And we want to bring new people in. It benefits you. It benefits me. I used a quote this morning that was that Helen Keller had said, alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much. The National Federation of the Blind has come together for all blind people to get whatever it is they need. If it's a custody case and a spouse wants to use your blindness against you, we're there. If it's a child not being able to go home from the hospital with their two blind parents at birth, we're there. And in employment situations, discrimination, we're there. We're willing to work. We want you on our team.
That is wonderfully spoken. And I will say, I had a university call me one day at work, and they needed a college student's book accessible. And they were worried about the copyright and this and that. So I gave them the National Federation of the Blind, Missouri phone number. I got back to them in 20 minutes after I had done some research. And she said, oh no, they already took care of it for me. So it was speedy and quick, and it was answering her question and solving her issue.
Our webpage is nfbmo.org. And our national webpage is nfb.org. And we are one, local, state, and national. Check us out. And feel free to call anytime you have a question or if you're interested in becoming a member.
Thank you. And thank you for taking time out. I know you're very busy here at this conference, and you're also late for your lunch. So I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you.
Sheila, thank you for taking the time to discuss with Lori the National Federation of the Blind, the BRIGHT Act, and services provided by NFB. We appreciate all that you do. The National Federation of the Blind can be reached in Missouri at nfbmo.org or nationally at nfb.org. Thank you again, Sheila, for all that you and the National Federation of the Blind do for our patrons and all blind Missourians. Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library podcast. For further inquiries on this episode or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free at 1-800-392-2614, by email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner.